It's time to return to the world of Latin alternative music with NPR's Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz of NPR's online music show, Alt Latino. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, so you two feature the best new tracks coming out of the Latin alternative music scene on your podcast. But today we're talking about a few tunes that you couldn't quite fit into the show, but you think it's still music that we should definitely get to know. So where do you want to start today?
Let's go a little rootsy.
Okay, I dig it.
Roots. Well, what I dug up was a track from an album called Diablos de Ritmo, the Colombian Melting Pot from 1960 to 1985. And this cut is called Calambre. The group was called Conjunto Barbacoa. And it's a mixture of African music and Colombian music, but with a twist that I'll tell you about in a second. Colombia has a lot of African influences going back to the slave trade. And what this album is, it's contemporary African music influencing that African influenced music. So there's an influence on top of an influence. And what you're hearing on this track, the sinewy guitar part, reflects back on Afrobeat that was popular throughout different parts of Africa in the 70s.
I love that it's called calambre, which means like a foot cramp, like when your foot falls asleep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's very thick and pulsating, but it also makes me think of the way like I jump around to get rid of my foot falling asleep.
Okay, so Jasmine, you brought an older track with you, right? Which has kind of a new video out?
Yes, I brought a track by one of my favorite current Latin alternative bands, which is Calle 13 from Puerto Rico. This is the song La Bala. It's from their latest album, Entren Los Que Quieren, which won them 9 Latin Grammys. But they have a new video, which they did with the support of UNICEF, which is very beautiful. And I'll tell you a little bit about it after we hear some of the song.
Okay, let's listen.
El martillo impacta la aguja, la explosión de la pólvora con fuerza empuja, movimiento de rotación y traslación, sale la bala arrojada fuera del cañón, con un objetivo directo, la bala pasea segura y firme durante su trayecto, hiriendo de muerte al viento, más rápida que el tiempo, defendiendo cualquier argumento.
So this is a video in which they're talking about gun violence, and the video, there's no blood, there's no gore, it's just civilians from all over the world being gunned down by invisible bullets. And it just talks about how every day there's this rampant violence that can really affect anyone.
Y más cuando el camino se lo traza un infrarrojo, la bala nunca se da por vencida, si no mata hoy por lo menos deja una herida, luego de su salida no habrá detenida, obedece a su patrono solo una vez en su vida.
Switching gears a little bit, Felix, this next artist, I understand, won her first Latin Grammy, which is something that you guys are happy about?
Very happy. We're big fans of Carla Morrison. Recently, she was nominated for 4 Latin Grammys, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year, as well as Alternative Album and Alternative Song of the Year. Now, she won the alternative categories, but it's a big deal that she was nominated within the major categories because it shines a light on an independent artist, an independent label, getting some mainstream recognition. She re-recorded her song Déjenme Llorar, which won for Song of the Year, with Nina Diaz from another group that we really like a lot called Girl in a Coma.
It has, like, such a southwestern twang now.
Yeah, because Girl in a Coma is from San Antonio.
Ah.
And to hear them together on this song, when she sings probably at least an octave, maybe 2 octaves lower than Carla Morrison, just brings a whole different feel to it. I'm such a fan.
Tu sueño, tú mi cuenta.
Okay, Jazz, the next band you brought has an unusual name that I will proceed to butcher, but let's try it. Ilya Kuryaki and the Valderamas?
Very good.
You made it.
So the name of the band, which is goofy, it comes from an old TV show that I've never seen.
Yeah, it was a 1960s TV show, starred Robert Vaughn. He was the man from Uncle. But his sidekick, his Russian sidekick, was Ilya Kuryaki. Why they chose that name? No idea.
And it's a combination of that and Colombian soccer star and, frankly, the best hair in soccer, Carlos Valderrama. Mm. They have a strange status in Latin alternative because they are very loved in, like, the underground scene. But I've always felt like this band didn't get the props they were due. Like, they should have been a lot bigger. They've worked with Bootsy Collins. They're very respected. So they got back together last year, and they released this album called Chances. I love the album. I love this song. My roommates are fed up of me dancing in my room. This is my favorite song off the album, Helicópteros.
Estaba haciendo un demo con tu esposa y así alcanzo el estrellato que la hizo feliz, metiendo mi organismo para hacerla reír, porque su esposo es canal.
I could see Jasmine doing some headbanging to this.
What strikes me about this band is that the way they so accurately nail that 70s funk sound.
Yeah.
This sounds so familiar to me, but it still sounds fresh and new at the same time.
Jasmine Garza and Felix Contreras, they host NPR's Alt Latino. Thanks, you guys.
Always so much fun to be
here. Thank you.
Ellos me vigilan porque yo tengo un fin. Soy el encargado de arruinarte el festín. Si se me da la gana.
And you can find Felix and Jasmine's picks on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. El perro se nos derritió. Es tiempo de tomar el control y cumplir.